News of the week. South Florida has an iguana problem. They're everywhere, eating gardens, blocking traffic, pooping on boats, and they stink. The green lizard hails from Central and South America, and they are quite cute when only 6 inches long. Pet store owners thought they'd make cuddly pals, but iguanas soon grow to nearly 6 feet, and they don't like to be caught. When cornered, they'll bite, scratch, or slap you with their tail. The iguana problem is an example of what can happen when a non-native creature is introduced into a different environment which suits it. Many of South Florida's iguanas were once pets. Before, they were abandoned, but iguanas love Florida's hot weather, and they stuck around. Now, there are tens of thousands of them. They eat landscape plantings and plants grow in nurseries for sale, said William Kern, a scientist at the University of Florida. They eat fruit from other people's trees. They eat orchards and other valuable flowers. The droppings also contain a bacteria that can make humans sick. Although iguanas usually avoid people, the slithering green reptiles especially like to be near water, lakes, canals, and intercoastal waterways. That means Floridians living on the coast may find iguanas catching some rays on their patio or on a golf course. They have also been seen in trees and doing the lizard paddle in swimming pools. What should you do when you're face to face with an iguana? Learn to live with them. Fence them out of sensitive areas. Harass them to make them move away, says Kern. The last resort is to capture them. Trained wildlife trappers can be hired to remove the troublesome lizards, but one wildlife trapper won't make iguana calls anymore. Elaine Sijisco likes iguanas. She even has one tattooed on her right bicep. Are these gentle giants really causing that much of an uproar? She asks. The end.